This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and if you're just joining us or wondering where Radio Boston was, for the past half hour, we've been listening to special coverage from NPR of President Donald Trump's press conference with the Romanian president, and President Trump did take a couple questions about James Comey's testimony yesterday, and so we're going to spend the rest of the hour getting some reaction to that. And joining us first is Senator Ed Markey. He's the Democratic senator from Massachusetts. Senator Markey, it's great to have you back on the show.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Well, so you heard the president's press conference just now where he says that he did not ask James Comey for loyalty. He said he wouldn't ask for a pledge of allegiance, in the president's words, like that. I mean, what's your reaction to that?
Well, yeah, the president said that he didn't ask for the Flynn investigation to go. He said he didn't say that. He said he didn't ask for a loyalty pledge from Jim Comey. Jim Comey says he did ask for the Flynn investigation to go. He did ask for a loyalty pledge. So they're each calling the other one liars.
Mm.
And that means that ultimately the Mueller investigation is going to be central. The congressional investigations have to continue. And if there are tapes that have been made, that they have to be handed over as quickly as possible so that the American public can hear.
And of course, the president didn't do anything to lay to rest the question of if there are tapes. Today, he was remarkably cagey about it, just saying repeatedly that the American people will know in a short time, but didn't say more than that, what that meant. I mean, Senator Markey, let me just ask you, it's been a remarkable 24, 36 hours here. I mean, do you think that Robert Mueller, the special counsel, should seek to question President Trump under oath?
Absolutely. The president has to answer these questions for the American public. He is saying very clearly, there is no collusion between my campaign, my transition team, and the Russian government. He's saying that he never said things to Comey about Flynn or about a loyalty pledge. So all of these things go right to the heart of whether or not there was, one, collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign, but then, two, whether or not there's a cover-up attempt, whether or not there's an obstruction of justice, which has been occurring, to stop an investigation into that compromise of our elections. And there is nothing more sacred to us here in Massachusetts than elections, because the cause of having free and fair elections began here in April 19th, 1775,
mm-hmm.
And it was no taxation without representation, meaning we're tired of King George and a foreign power interfering in our elections. We want to decide for ourselves. That's what the American people want to know here. Were the Russians interfering in our elections? And that's the central question. And it's obstruction of justice, it's collusion, it's all these questions. Only the president under oath can tell us his side of the story, and then we can contrast it with all of the other evidence that will be gathered.
You know, but on the other hand, yesterday, James Comey was very clear in saying that in the times that he interacted with the president, he did say that the president is not under, or at that time was not under, investigation. And so, I mean, at least on that point, it does seem that President Trump is right to say that Comey in part vindicated him.
Well, Comey said that the reason that he did not want to tell the public that the president was not under investigation was that subsequent events, subsequent information might then force him to announce publicly that the investigation was back underway. In other words, the investigators haven't talked to Paul Manafort or Jared Kushner or Michael Flynn or a whole host of other people yet. And amongst them, information might be gathered that links the president more directly to the Russian collusion. And so I think that's what Comey was trying to make as his point yesterday, that it was almost at this time you are not under investigation, Mr. President. Mm. But of course, it's a wide open investigation that will not be concluded for some time.
You know, yesterday, Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut told us he sits on the Judiciary Committee, as you know, and he told us that he wants to see Attorney General Sessions and the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, testify before the Judiciary Committee. He thinks Comey should even testify before the Judiciary Committee. I mean, is that do we need more than that? Or is there a possibility that any of this public testimony could interfere with Bob Mueller's investigation?
We in the Senate don't want to do anything that interferes with Mueller's investigation. That is going to be negotiated between the Senate and Mr. Mueller. And I serve on the Foreign Relations Committee, and clearly Russia is at the center of what we are discussing: Crimea, Syria, Ukraine, sanctions, and that could have been the subject of the discussion between Kislyak and Flynn and the banker and Jared Kushner. We don't know that. So the implications are dramatic in our foreign relations as well as our domestic politics.
Senator Markey, can I just jump in here for a quick second? Because,
sure.
I mean, there was a particularly interesting question asked earlier in this hour by a Romanian journalist. And the Romanian journalist asked President Trump a kind of a two-part question. One, she asked, do you, President Trump, see Russia as a threat? And would the United States act on Article 5 of the NATO agreement if any of the NATO countries were under attack? Now, the president clearly said, yes, the U.S. would fulfill its obligations under Article 5. But he did not at all answer the question about whether or not he sees Russia as a threat. What are we to make of what do you make of that?
From my perspective, one, it's good to hear the president say that he's going to honor the Article 5 commitment. But in terms of Russia, I still can't believe that the president is the last person in the United States who believes that Russia tried to hack our elections. He continues to call that whole storyline a hoax, in the same way he calls climate change a hoax. So those are two huge issues where he keeps using that word hoax. And so to the extent to which he's got a complete misperception, either consciously or out of ignorance, when he talks about Russia, it's almost impossible to believe that he has a view that's at odds with almost every American on the issue. And so when he has a shot at answering that question, as he just had, and he once again just ignores it, he's, I think, sending a message that he still believes that he and Putin can sit down and cut deals when Putin, of course, is one of the most cynical human beings on the planet and the former head of the KGB.
So, Senator Markey, I've got two very bright people who've got a lot to say here with our Week in Review panel who I'm going to bring them in just a couple of minutes here. But I got one more question before I have to let you go. Obviously, we in the media and many people in the American public have been focused on James Comey and his testimony. But meanwhile, there's been stuff going on in Congress. And I've got to ask you a question about health care. What is happening in the Senate with a repeal and replace bill for a repeal and replace effort on Obamacare? Is the Senate going to take a vote on something next week?
The Republicans don't talk to the Democrats. The Republicans don't have Democrats in the room. The Republicans are doing this in an effort to accomplish their goal of repealing Obamacare with no participation of Democrats in the House or the Senate.
Are there any hearings scheduled?
There are no hearings. There has been nothing in public. There are no documents that can be looked at to assess what that potential replacement might look like, except to this extent. We do know that ultimately their goal is to slash Medicaid dramatically. And if the Republicans agree upon that, that is that there would be, in the House proposal, $825 billion cut out of Medicaid, then that would lead to millions of people losing their coverage. Now, they might try to do this, lose a couple of votes, a couple of moderate Republicans vote no, have the vice president come in, break the tie, 51-50, and just try to jam it through. But ultimately, we don't know. We are Democrats. We are not being consulted on this, or the president's desire to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement, or just so many other issues. That's the way Washington is operating right now. And I still think it's a difficult thing for them to do, to make both the moderates in the Republican Party happy and the Freedom Caucus. It's like trying to find a unicorn. How do you make the states happy that have already opted into Medicaid and are already providing benefits? And how do you make the people happy on the far right that just want to destroy Obamacare? I still don't know how they can accomplish that.
That's Senator Ed Markey, Democratic senator from Massachusetts. It's always great to talk with you, Senator Markey. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Great to be with you.